STEMS Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at scisimsfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 40 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. 3:36, well, the president said in an interview that he wants Republicans to, and I'm quoting here, nationalize elections. Now, the Constitution specifically says the states do this. It's the latest instant of the president's willingness to get involved with election administration. What are his chances of doing that? We will have a conversation about that with Miles Parks. And then, you know, we are talking about the Olympics. That's not the only multinational thing that is going on this year. The World Cup is coming to Kansas City June and July, and that means a lot of soccer fans could be staying in and around Lawrence. Ruth DeWitt is with the organization Explore Lawrence, and she says as many as 15,000 soccer fans could be headed to Lawrence.
We have a real opportunity to showcase Lawrence not only internationally but domestically.
Coming up on KPR, more information about the World Cup and the city of Lawrence. Good luck with the traffic, guys. Worldwide, if you're listening on the World Wide Web, great. We would love to have you. Just, like, seriously, pick up a map. There's a lot of roads closed. It's all coming up. We'll talk about it.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 40 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:20.
They've been working to prevent a resurgence of ISIS. We'll look at the latest developments and the ripple effects on the next morning edition from NPR News.
The latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. with Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio. I hope you'll join us for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Cloudy skies tonight with low in the mid-20s. It's 38 in Topeka and 37 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
Plan involves using postal workers to interview households who don't fill out an online form. The test is set to start this spring in Huntsville, Alabama and Spartanburg, South Carolina. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican lawmakers in Kansas are considering a bill that would force state agencies to hand over data about recipients of food assistance to the federal government. That bill aims to stop Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration from withholding the data despite an ongoing court battle. Federal officials requested the personal information of food assistance recipients, including Social Security numbers and birth dates. Kelly's administration said turning over the information would violate privacy. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach told lawmakers the bill is needed because as long as the data isn't being provided, the federal government is withholding food assistance funds. He says the state has already been docked $20 million.
And that is coming out of the money that would be going to needy Kansans who actually need this assistance from the federal government.
The state has appealed the government's decision to withhold the money. Kelly's office says the program has not yet lost any money and continues to operate as usual. The state of Kansas ended the month of January with total tax collections near $1 billion. State officials say total tax collections came in at $988.2 million, about $12 million above estimates. Local tax collections were up almost 5% from January of last year. A private prison company is one step closer to opening an immigration detention center in Leavenworth. A planning commission recommended approval of CoreCivic's permit application after a tense public hearing yesterday that went well into the evening. Daniel McIntosh is a Leavenworth resident who opposes the planned detention center. He says the city commission should ignore the planning commission's recommendations and reject CoreCivic's application.
I'm not surprised. They've got lots more chances to hope that this ends out in a way that we're not hurting people, because when this opens, it will hurt people.
The Planning Commission added some controls, including a requirement that city officials are allowed into the facility within 2 business days of providing written notice. A CoreCivic spokesperson said the company appreciates the recommendation and is open to discussing further conditions. Cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high around 40. You're listening to KPR, and it's 3:35.
Support for NPR. How do we care for those who may have been forgotten by society? For Dr. Mary Marfis, it means caring for the unhoused in LA's Skid Row. The shelter where she works has been surveying its female residents who often face dire health outcomes.
How many of you had a pap smear? Do you remember ever having a mammogram? And it was just shocking. It was something like 87% were not up to date with their preventative health screening.
On tomorrow's All Things Considered, how one doctor in Los Angeles is providing vital care for the city's unhoused women. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The city of Lawrence is gearing up for an influx of thousands of soccer fans in advance of World Cup soccer matches, which will be played in Kansas City this June and July. The Kansas City Business Journal reports that the English national soccer team will be staying in Prairie Village. But what about Lawrence? Do we know? Jay Schaefer decided to find out more.
One of the people helping prepare Lawrence up.
Yeah, you've got it. So as soon as we're able to, you know, announce that a team's coming, that will be on there. There will be press releases. There will be, you know, ways to get involved.
That's Ruth DeWitt with Explore Lawrence. The World Cup runs from June 11th through July 19th. In Lawrence, I'm Jay Schaefer.
For more information about World Cup events coming to town, visit Lawrence2026.com.
Support for KPR comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, a service of the University of Kansas, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too. Stay with us. We will have news headlines coming up at 4:01. At 4:06, a professional airplane enthusiast has been tracking the federally chartered deportation flights out of the Minneapolis airport as DHS has been sending detainees to other states and apparently other countries. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. Stay tuned. It's 10 minutes before 4.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from this station and from San Jose State University, with 100-plus graduate and research programs ranging from AI to wildfire science. Their graduates and their ideas are working to fuel innovation in Silicon Valley and beyond. From Luminescence Foundation, Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
What would it mean if the United States withdrew its troops from the fight to contain ISIS in Syria? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news to start off your day. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Three more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. It's 4 o'clock.
Public Radio and the Arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
40 degrees in Lawrence under cloudy skies. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the president says he wants to close the Kennedy Center for 2 years because he says it is in disrepair. However, one critic says it could be a way for Donald Trump to cover up his failures since taking over the institution.
He's losing staff, he's losing performers, and he's losing audiences.
We'll talk more about what to make of Donald Trump's plans for the Kennedy Center coming your way at just about 4:36 this afternoon. We will also hear a poem from a former poet laureate of the state of Wisconsin coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding, Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You may have heard KPR is throwing a big party to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour on our radio airwaves. February 27th and 28th, it's going to be happening right here in Lawrence, including live music by Los Angeles band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. The complete schedule of events and information on how to get tickets available at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Lows in the mid-20s tonight, highs around 40 tomorrow, lows in the lower 20s tomorrow night. It's 40 degrees in Emporia and 42 in Abilene. It's 420.
The United States talks of using military force on Iran and also considers withdrawing American forces from Syria. They've been working to prevent a resurgence of ISIS. We'll look at the latest developments and the ripple effects tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will get you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Stick around. News headlines coming your way in just about 40 seconds. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 32 in Atchison, 43 in Chanute. It's 4:30.
Has stalled. And while Lai Anh-Taiwan gave his speech, the island's opposition party attended a high-profile, partially state-sponsored forum in Beijing, highlighting the split visions in Taiwan for how to manage relations with China.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican lawmakers in Kansas are now considering a bill that would force state agencies to hand over data about recipients of food assistance to the federal government. The bill aims to stop Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration from withholding the data despite an ongoing court battle. Federal officials requested the personal information of food assistance recipients, including Social Security numbers and birth dates. Kelly's administration said turning over the information would violate the recipient's privacy. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach told lawmakers the bill is needed because as long as the data is not being provided, the federal government is withholding food assistance funding. He says the state has already been docked $20 million.
And that is coming out of the money that would be going to needy Kansans who actually need this assistance from the federal government.
The state has appealed the government's decision to withhold the money, and Governor Kelly's office says the program has not yet lost any money and continues to operate as usual. The state of Kansas ended the month of January with total tax collections near $1 billion. State officials say total tax collections came in at $988.2 million, about $12 million above estimates. Total tax collections were up almost 5% from January of last year. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would end voting by mail if the state's signature verification law is struck down. The verification law requires local voting officials to compare the signatures on mail-in ballots with the voter's signature on file. But that law is being challenged by critics who say the verification process can vary widely from county to county. The bill that has been introduced in the Republican-controlled state Senate would eliminate most mail-in ballots altogether if the signature verification law is abolished. The ACLU is calling the bill, quote, a recipe for voter suppression. The Kansas Reflector reports that the bill is supported by Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab. Cloudy skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with a low in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high around 40.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Winter is here, and it won't be going anywhere for a while. So why not warm up with stories that take you places?
Butterflies hover over the purple lavender flowers.
And guests that aren't afraid to turn up the heat.
You must keep it at all times above 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Stay toasty and informed every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2, 5 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow, your local host is Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are coming up at 5:01. At 5:06, the House has now approved the spending bill to end a short-lived partial government shutdown. Now lawmakers are moving on to negotiations over new guardrails for immigration enforcement. And the Epstein files have tarnished a whole lot of reputations in the U.S., but they are also tarnishing and toppling powerful people overseas. particularly in the UK. Lauren Frere has the latest. It's coming right up. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
What would it mean if the United States withdrew its troops from the fight to contain ISIS in Syria? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest information. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
More information is available at scisimsfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
It's 36 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Emporia, 37 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well. They are listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can also just stream us. Again, that's kansaspublicradio.org. Lots to do there. Actually, a whole list of the day's top headlines. You can see some more in-depth articles, more in-depth features of some of the stories that we have run, including pictures. You can see some video of the people we have had visiting our live performance studio. Hear whole live performances, get audio on demand, and even become a member of Kansas Public Radio to support public media in this region.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:30, at 5:36. What is really up with this possibility of the nationalization of the upcoming elections? Is that something the federal government can do? We're going to talk with a constitutional scholar. Is that even a thing? Well, we'll find out. Also, we're going to be talking about the World Cup, which is coming to Kansas City this June and July. A lot of people visiting the World Cup could be staying in Lawrence. How could that affect the town? We will talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned. Cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high around 40. Back down to the lower 20s tomorrow night. It's 5:20.
We've been working to prevent a resurgence of ISIS. We'll look at the latest developments and the ripple effects on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition is what you will be hearing. Your hosts will be Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will have the regional news. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Join us for morning edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
News headlines are next on the agenda, coming your way in about 30 seconds. The time is 5:30.
To lower prices and reduce its lineup of products by a fifth. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.
Stocks finish lower on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican lawmakers in Kansas are now considering a bill that would force state agencies to hand over data about recipients of food assistance to the federal government. The bill aims to stop Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration from withholding the data despite an ongoing court battle. Federal officials requested the personal information of food assistance recipients, including Social Security numbers and birth dates. Kelly's administration said turning over the information would violate recipient privacy. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach told lawmakers the bill is needed because as long as the data is not being provided, the federal government is withholding food assistance funds. He says the state has already been docked $20 million.
And that is coming out of the money that would be going to needy Kansans who actually need this assistance from the federal government.
The state has appealed the government's decision to withhold the money, and Governor Kelly's office says the program has not yet lost any money and is continuing to operate as usual. A private prison company is now one step closer to opening an immigration detention center in Leavenworth. A planning commission recommended approval of Core Civic's permit application after a tense public hearing yesterday that ran well into the evening hours. Daniel McIntosh is a Leavenworth resident who opposes the planned detention center. He says the city commission should ignore the planning commission's recommendation and reject Core Civic's application.
I'm not surprised. They'll got lots more chances to hope that this ends out in a way that we're not hurting people, because when this opens, it will hurt people.
A planning commission added some controls, including a requirement that city officials are allowed in the facility within 2 business days of providing written notice. A Core Civic spokesperson said the company appreciates the recommendation and is open to discussing further conditions. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high around 40 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy through the evening, lows overnight in the lower 20s. The time is 5:35.
In vital care for the city's unhoused women. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The city of Lawrence is gearing up for an influx of thousands of soccer fans in advance of World Cup soccer matches that will be played in Kansas City this June and July. The Kansas City Business Journal is reporting that the English national soccer team will be staying in Prairie Village. But what about Lawrence? KPR's Jay Schaefer decided to find out.
One of the people helping prepare Lawrence for the owners and residents so they can get up to speed on all things World Cup.
Yeah, you've got it. So as soon as we're able to, you know, announce that a team's coming, that will be on there. There will be press releases. There will be, you know, ways to get involved.
That's Ruth DeWitt with Explore Lawrence. The World Cup runs from June 11th through July 19th. In Lawrence, I'm Jay Schaefer.
Again, for more information about World Cup events coming to Lawrence, visit the website Lawrence2026.com. That's Lawrence2026.com.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video, with over 11,500 titles to rent, DVDs, Blu-rays, and 4Ks available, and a new for sale section. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Hours and information at libertyhall.net.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. News headlines coming up at 6:01. Then we will learn more about the man who's been tracking federally chartered deportation flights out of the Minneapolis airport. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
Who support this NPR station.
What would it mean if the United States withdrew its troops from the fight to contain ISIS in Syria? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Drop in for the whole thing or just for a few minutes at a time. It's a great way to get caught up on the news from overnight and start your day in an informed way.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAMV and KAMV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR Atchison, K258 BT Manhattan.